welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. iPhone passcode lock. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I am going to discuss how to lock your iPhone with a passcode. Think about this as a deadbolt. You can lock your iPhone, or any smartphone probably for that matter, with a simple press of a button. But you can also make sure that you are the only one who can open it up again, unlock it rather, by putting in a kind of password. So not only do you need to press the button in order to lock the iPhone, but you need to press enter a passcode.
Notifications on button.
I'm keeping the phone unlocked because I want to show you how this works first. So what essentially you do is you press the button to unlock the phone and it says enter password, and you're put into a passcode field and you enter the passcode that you assign the phone. I'm going to show you a little bit about what the passcode settings look like in the iPhone.
Sounds, button, brightness, button.
And I'm in the settings, main settings screen.
Wallpaper, button, general, button.
If I go into general,
double
tap
settings,
on that,
back button.
I'm looking for passcode.
General, head, about, button, 50%, usage, 16M, button, network, button. Bluetooth, off, button, location services, on, button, spotlight search, button, auto lock, 2 minutes, button, passcode lock, on, button.
There you go, passcode. I am in the passcode settings, and I'm going to show you what they're like.
Passcode lock, heading, turn passcode on, button.
You can turn it on. When you turn it on, it's going to ask you to create one.
Change passcode, dim, button.
You can change your passcode.
Require passcode, immediately, dim, button.
These settings are dimmed because there is no, it's not turned on. So,
simple passcode, off.
You can create a simple passcode, not a very complicated one. That's,
a simple passcode is a 4-digit number, heading.
Just like it says, a 4-digit number.
Voice dial, dimmed, on.
You can, with your simple passcode, if you want to unlock it, just say the numbers and it will unlock.
iPod voice control is always enabled, heading. Erase data, dimmed, off.
Now this is interesting.
Erase all data on this iPhone after 10 failed passcode attempts. Heading.
If you don't enter your passcode correctly after 10 times, I think you can change the number too. It will erase everything on your phone. And I'm certain that this probably applies to other smartphones as well. And let me tell you, when you go into this, if you've got your passcode on, and you want to change your passcode settings, you have to enter your passcode. If you create a passcode, you have to enter it twice, of course, to confirm. If you try and unlock the phone, rather, you have to enter your passcode. If you want to do anything and your passcode is on, if you want to do anything with these changes, you have to enter it. So be sure that it's something you will be able to remember. And that's all the settings that there are with regard to a passcode. So you can either create a complicated one or a simple one and use those. With a simple one, you can use your voice to say the numbers. If you have a complicated one, well, regardless, if you want to enter a passcode to unlock your phone, be careful because VoiceOver will say the numbers and letters as you type them in for your passcode. So, you know, if you want to do it and there are like tons of people around, be sure you've got headphones plugged in or the phone is really soft volume up to your ear type of things, you know, so you can hear it as you're dialing. Makes it a little difficult without headphones, but it can be done. So that is the way in which you can passcode your phone to protect your sensitive information. And I have mine off right now, so it is not on, but I think I've gone through the process of how to create it pretty thoroughly so that you'll know how to do that. And it's really simple. It's simple as that. You have to turn it on, and once you turn it on, it'll ask you what you want, and you enter it in and confirm it, and then hit create or hit return, and it will create it. You can change it if you want, but you have to know your original one. If you just want a simple 4-digit number, you can do that too. That's a separate it's a separate type of passcode. So really, it's simple as that. Becoming more and more necessary with all of the private information that's stored on mobile phones. So I would recommend it as a good thing to keep in mind if you do a lot of mobile banking and mobile purchasing on your cell phone. So thank you very much for listening and have a great day. I'll see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.